All right. Welcome. All new episode.
Yes, sir.
Run and Tell That Podcast. Right now, well, this week we're short one. JP will be back next week. But how was everybody's week?
Man, we've had a good week, man. Good week. And always glad to be back with you guys and all our listeners. It's Dale.
All yes, right.
I had a great week. I can't complain. I can't complain about my week. I had a great week.
Okay. What about you, Ro?
Same here. Everything was everything. You know.
Same for me. I finally get a day off. I ain't been off in like 3 weeks. So I'll be off tomorrow. And I'm just going to relax tomorrow.
Yeah.
See what the day takes me. No, I'm just going to see what the day takes me. That's it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Fly fishing like a deep sea fisherman.
What you say?
Hmm?
I didn't hear you. What you say?
Oh, I said fly fishing like a deep sea fisherman.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay. Nah, I might just sit at home and watch some movies. But,
Tubi?
You know what?
Tubi always says, man.
Tubi ain't just throw it out there.
The second season, I don't know if y'all watched it on Netflix, but the second season of Beauty in Black, that Tyler Perry show or whatever.
I'm gonna start the second season
already is out. So I'm probably gonna binge that tomorrow. But let me play Callie's message.
Episode 10.
Happy Friday, gentlemen. Gerard, G-Ben, Ro, Dell, and JP. How's it going? I am in for this show. I'm ready.
What's up, Callie?
What's up, Callie?
And you guys must forgive, JP's out tonight. He's working.
He'll be back next Friday.
For sure.
He's at Mama Song House.
Mama Song.
Oh, here we go. Oh, we got another message from Callie.
And this is my music for this Friday evening show.
All right.
That's nice. You got your smoker's right coat on. Got you a nice cigar. Got some bourbon or some yak. You know, sitting back and just chilling.
Back in the day, I used to smoke a pipe when I was in college. I don't know what I was thinking, but like I said, I thought it was the thing to do.
Yeah.
Smoke a pipe. That's it. I smoked a pipe. And I smoked Captain Black.
Mm-hmm.
Gold.
Okay.
So, would you say it's better to smoke out of the pipe? My bad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, no. And like I said again, I was in college. I was experimenting with a lot of different stuff. But a pipe was just something that seemed really cool. I enjoyed it. It wasn't quite as addicting as cigarettes. Like I said, again, I'd buy a bag of tobacco and it would last me a good while. But like I said, just something different.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I've still got a couple of pipes. And my dad.
Okay, Lax, I know. Okay, because I know one of the guys, him and I went through the accounting program together in college. And he was telling me that's what he did to stop smoking cigarettes, was he started smoking with the pipe. So that's why I asked, was it?
Yeah.
Because I asked him, I was like, you know, is it different, better, what? And he was just like, I don't know, man. Just help me stop smoking cigarettes. So he really didn't tell me much.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd ask you.
I wasn't a cigarette smoker per se. But like I said, I tried the pipe. And again, like I said, it was just something, it was relaxing for me. And like I said, college was getting stressful. So wherever I can find it, relax and that for me, that's what I went with.
All right. Well, tonight's topic, episode 72, first date etiquette. I saw something on social media where this girl was telling us, you know, story of she went on a first date and the guy left and, you know, he left and, he went to the bathroom and never came back. The reason being is she went on this first date and she brought her 8 kids with her. So my question to y'all,
well, first of all,
what would y'all have done in that situation? Would y'all have left?
When I saw the first kid, I don't know. One, okay, because you kind of got an idea what you're going with or what you're working with. But when she popped up with second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, this date was officially over. And we can't do that. That's poor etiquette.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
I'm trying to get to know you, not your 8 kids.
I ain't gonna lie, I probably been sitting in the parking lot because I wouldn't have went in just yet. I've been sitting in the car, and as I see her, and then she opened up the door, and then I see the caravan of kids coming out, like they coming out of a clown car. I'll be like, ooh, yeah, about that. Yo, my mom ain't feeling too good. I got to go check in on her. I'm sorry. I got to go ahead and end this tonight. Maybe we can do this another time.
The crazy thing was she didn't even have money to pay. Like, I guess, I don't know if he paid for his and left, or he just, like, left and then paid for his and anything, but she didn't have any money. So she ended up having to reach out to her mom and her baby daddy to send her money so she can pay for the food. They said the age range was between 5 and 17.
Oh, no. The 17, you got to pay grown for them. But at the end of the day, I think a brief conversation would have transpired. You know, I'm not going to do this. You know, we're not going to do this. We can sit and chat for a minute or two, but I can't feed you and your 8 kids. That's just not going to happen. I could, but I choose not to.
Okay, we got got like 7 messages from Callie. Let me go ahead and play her messages.
So, the music I'm listening is off of YouTube, and it's smooth jazz. And the picture is of a nice, beautiful, sexy, dark-skinned lady with a fro laying across a leather beaded couch with a blue satin low dress on. And with a lamp in the background. And just, yeah.
I'm playing Nicky.
My dad used to pipe. He used to smoke a pipe at dinner time. He was only allowed to do it right before dinner. And when the food came on the table, he had to put it up. Yeah, I remember that pipe every time we had dinner.
What? You said?
Yeah, my dad didn't.
What happened?
I mean, the pipe. She talking about her dad pipe?
Smoking the pipe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smoking pipe. Now she cleared it up because at first she said her dad's pipe, and then she said like something like that, and then she said,
"Yeah,
you know, pipe he smoked." Yeah.
Yeah, my dad didn't smoke cigarettes. It was just the pipe, and that was his way of chilling out. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Callie.
First date etiquette.
Hold up. Okay.
Hey, look. Well, and I'm sorry about that, but before we play next, it's the word pipe. She said pipe. That's not what she said.
Mm-hmm.
She put more emphasis on. I thought I was the only one.
No, I caught that too.
Alright.
First date etiquette. Don't bail on her. Don't bail on her. You made the date. You arranged it. Don't go ghost. That is so wrong.
It's wrong to bring
so basically, if you
with you, Callie, that's wrong. I'm trying to get to know you. And the thing was, did she mention she bringing her 8 kids? We might need to get that established too.
No, yeah, she didn't mention it. No,
he wasn't.
No, he she wasn't didn't mention it.
8 more miles to feed.
He wasn't. She didn't mention it, but the way she said it was, like, she didn't know she wasn't supposed to bring her kids.
How old is she?
On the date.
Yeah.
I don't know how old she is, but she got 8 kids, though.
No, she got 8 kids, though, so she should know.
I don't say. And then she never said.
She
do realize her name is not David Copperfield. She can't be doing no goddamn magic tricks.
She's going to make 8 kids up here. Come on.
I'm sorry. Illusionist.
The kids were real. With appetite.
I'm telling you.
So basically, if you want to bail, be polite enough and gentleman enough to call her up and say, hey, it's not going to happen today. And don't wait till the last minute to tell her. Give her a day or so in advance, if not 6 hours in advance, to let her know that we need to move it to another day.
I don't know. She didn't get no answer.
Like you're talking about yourself. I think Callie's trying to talk about herself. Like, this is what happened to her.
Yo, she rolled up with a whole basketball team.
Yeah, she.
No, cuz.
Matter of fact, she had a starting 5 and 3 coming off the bench. No.
She had a solid rotation in some leagues.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
She got a guard coming in, a forward, and a center. No, we ain't doing that.
But you know what? If you really think about it, too, man, and this is the thing, too. Like, we all have been on that date. Like, before phones, like, some of us are old enough, and we ain't had phones, but we had beepers, Pagers used to actually, like, beep, 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 and we was like, some of them say 911 to call, some would say 69, some would say push, you know what I mean, how the way they spell, like,
yeah,
all these words, these numbers together, but the etiquette on the first day, I don't think, like, for me personally, I don't think that, if she had, like, I have. Look, think about it now. You got to get a table for
10. And you got to put tables together.
So you got to get a table for 10. Then, think about it, you got to look at the check. Because think about it now. Say, you can't.
I hear him, but I don't hear him.
Yeah, it's like y'all in the distance. I think your witch call may have went out a little bit.
Yeah, because I can hear them outside. But I don't hear them coming through the speaker. And Dale just talking too. I'm going to play the messages.
Oh, I have never. And I've seen those videos, crazy videos with the women with the friends and the kids. Oh, you've got to feed my kids. Oh, I'm gonna order some take-home food. I remember that video and the dude gets up and walks out. What the hell? That's nerve. No, I've never done that and nor will I. Remember, did I tell you guys that somebody left me at the restaurant? Like, our first date? He got up and left. Yeah. Anyway, you're funny. I didn't realize I was doing that, but okay. Oh, that message you guys played that I was assuming I was referring to the 8 kids. No, that was not in reference to the 8 kids. I was just saying in general, the woman by herself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no,
Wait, you guys are missing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just saying, like, I knew what she was saying. I just wanted to make the joke off of what she was saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to make the joke off of it. I understood what she was saying, though.
Wait, you guys are misunderstanding what I'm saying. You need to pull me up so I can play it, or I can say what I say when you guys talk. You're kind of behind.
So much I want to say, I just can't make it rhyme. That nigga breath thing, so I let him hit it from behind. Two brothers, what that mean? Two dicks at a time, but they all.
Okay.
It's not gonna let me put it on YouTube. think. I think don't let me put it on there.
It may, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Whatever happens. I'm gonna play it.
So much I want to say, I just can't make it rhyme. That nigga best thing, so I let him hit it from behind. Two birds, what that mean? Two dicks at a time, but they only last a sentence. I guess they mean fine. Shit, on to his cousins, that nigga was fine. I don't even know his name, but I bet he know mine. He say, Peaches, you lovely, but you don't smell like your name. He said, my pussy smell like fish, and it tastes the same.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
They still, do they? You might want to let them know that. I think they still trying to talk through it.
No, I had sent a text.
Oh, you did?
It may be a stereo thing, because, like, on my joint, it's still showing the message. It's still showing the that you playing the message, the last message with the lady that was rapping.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't, yeah. But you can see where they trying to say something. But what other first date?
I would say don't overthink things. You know, mm-hmm. Just go in and go there. Just let it flow. Vibe off the other person. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you try to put yourself in that, okay, we here at the restaurant, this may be said, so I may say this. Now, I ain't going to say this, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want to scare him or her off. You know, you don't need to do all that. Put too much pressure on yourself. Just be calm. And then, and then see what happens.
You said don't overthink it. You gone too?
No, I'm right here. You hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you now. You said don't overthink it. I think what else? You're starting to break up a little bit.
You're right, Ro. Just be natural. Just go with the vibe. Go with the flow. No expectations. It works out perfect. At least for me, it does.
Yeah. I mean, let me see. What's something else? Please, unless you have to.
What just happened? I don't know where we're at.
Man.
Yo.
Where's everybody going? Where is everybody going?
We here.
Okay, here we go.
What the fuck just happened? I was talking, I was out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I don't remember the last point you made.
It don't matter. I can't remember it either. I was gonna say, we missed everything that y'all was saying. Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
So everything that y'all was saying, if y'all don't mind, could y'all repeat it? If you don't mind.
Who?
Dale and G-Man.
Oh, when they were talking and we couldn't hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my thing, again, like I said, again, you know, the date was kind of sabotaged when she walked in with her 8 kids.
Man, let me tell you something. She walking in with 8 kids. I'm walking to the bathroom. I'm keep going.
And I know what Callie was saying about don't ghost her, but she brought that on herself.
Man, if she walked there with 4 boys, 4 girls, Tom, Dick, Harry, and Bill, Sarah, Joanna.
No, man, we ain't seeing that one there. No. And then 9 times out of 10, they wanted to go play too. Hell no.
Well, I tell you this, but you know what, and I'll keep it real, man. You know, some people really, really do that.
They do.
They do that, man.
They do.
They do that.
But they got to expect that date might end abruptly, yeah. or not end the way they think it's going to end.
But, you know, we just had and before y'all play any message, we just had a young lady that just was on here just rapping us now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let me just go ahead and break. Y'all want me to break my rap down to her?
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Please hey, do. We ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then you got 11, 12, 13. You start your age. 14, 15, 16. The pupa stage. Like an apple, like a cherry, like a tree, like a plum. Let me get off this virgin before I come. Pick up my pants. Dump the dump. Whoa. I think I call old tree. Nice. You give me some. Watch out, watch out. Nice. Dripping lime scum. I said, dang, I like the way she make a broccoli roller. Especially if this is on birth control up. That's all I gotta say. That's all. So I can ride.
It's the birth controller. Nice.
It's yeah. The birth controller.
Controller. Yeah.
That's a double entendre, yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I got a double. Hey, I got two shirts. Buy one, get one free. Double entendre.
I mean, to our listeners, yeah. And even to the panel. Your first, all right, give me your impression of a first date that just did not go well.
Let me go. I won't go first. I never go first. Let me go first. So. It was a bad first date. It was somebody that I worked with a long time ago. So me and her, we went out. So we're supposed to go to dinner. So we had dinner or whatever. And I promise you, I'm eye to eye as she talking. And then she had the audacity to look at me and say, and that's the problem. All men want to do is look at my breast. The fuck you talking about? I'm looking at you and I didn't look down near time. And then the date just went, it spiraled right after that. Cause then she thought all I was trying to do was trying to get some, and that's not what it was. I was listening to what she said.
Yeah.
Apparently she had issues with that. People looking at her, had her top in the past. And she just kind of lumped you in with the rest of sad.
But well, like I ain't gonna lie. When we would be at work and she wear the low cut shirts, I ain't glance. I looked. It wasn't glancing. Okay. I was looking. I ain't glance. You know, glance is me trying to be sneaky. No, I was looking, but that night I wasn't looking. But that was a bad date.
I remember a date I went on. My boy set me up. And again, we had talked for weeks before we actually first met. And I'm going to tell you, all that she said about herself and all the images that she had kind of put in my mind when I met her, it simply was not true.
I'll tell y'all this too, man. And y'all might laugh. And don't pee your pants when I say this, but I'm going to let y'all know this. I went on a date. My cousin hooked me up with someone from the College of Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to, at the time, and it's still down there, it's Wild Wing Cafe. Not Buffalo Wild.
Wild Wing Cafe.
Downtown on Market Street. So I walked in there. She had more bumps and stuff on her lips.
Oh, geez.
Than the thing of Captain Crunch.
Ouch.
I mean, look. Wow. I was like,
that sounds like hurt.
Kiss her to the left.
No, I can't kiss her to the left. Or can't kiss her to the right. No. And can't kiss her straight up.
I can't kiss her straight up.
You could. You was going to roll that dice, baby. She had
professed and claimed that she was all of this and that. And I'm looking for her. But when I met her, her nails weren't done. Polish was chipped. And I'm like, wait a minute. You done told me you this, that, and the third, and your nails ain't done. Your hair ain't quite right. And I mean, like I said, my expectations was blown. She showed me some dreams in the shower and I bought them and I feel bad. But we got over it. We got past the date. I fed her and I took her home. Period.
You took her home or you? took her home.
No, I took her home. I dropped her off.
Oh.
Good night.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Well, you just stopped on it.
I just said, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Did you take her home or did you?
I took her home. I dropped her off.
I said, look, I said, let me apologize about that. I messed around and said Captain Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be Crunchy Munch.
Crunchy Munch. Oh.
You remember the Crunchy Munch? Like, yeah. In the little box?
Mm-hmm.
Together.
That don't make it better.
That don't make it no better. That made it worse.
Sorry.
That made it worse.
You was going, if you'd have kissed her, you was going to roll the dice, baby.
Man, I'm telling you. I look at her kneecap. That's the first thing. Look, every guy should look at a woman. If they got on dress, look at the kneecap. You know why I say look at the kneecap? Because if it's ashy, you'll find out.
Look. I think her kneecap and her feet.
If you mess around and look at somebody's feet, they ain't.
What if she got...
Especially if she wearing sandals and a feet.
What if she got regular shoes on and pants?
And she took you can tell by shoes too. And she got lumps and bumps on them shoes, them old shoes.
And
the bunions trying to pop out. You can tell some stuff, you know.
But we got, look, right quick, we got 5 messages.
His point was to be normal, no expectations, just enjoy yourself. You know, go with the vibe, go with whatever, and just be okay. Well, no, I agree on you guys. A woman should never bring a friend or a whole damn village of kids that she's had. Never. I do not agree on that at all. They should never do that. That's so disrespectful.
Well, before I play the next message, some people look at it differently. You got some men that look at it well, and we're adults here, being totally transparent. Some dudes will look at it and be like, oh, you got 8 kids. These I know she fucking. So, I mean, like, seriously, some think like that.
It's messed up.
But don't say there ain't no men that'll be like, they'll pay for the 8 kids knowing, the odds are a whole lot better at this point.
That's right. And that definitely makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you come over 8 kids, at least you know
she's doing something.
Well,
but you know, she might want to take a moral stand now.
But I'm going
to
tell you,
I got morals now.
After eight kids, you got nothing to stand on.
8 kids, she still got
nine.
I don't want number 9.
You got no morals. 8 kids, you got no morals.
So if you taking her to a Ruth Chris and she come with them kids, guess what? I'm gonna be like, hey, you take 4, I take 4. Hey, look, I'm taking right to McDonald's
for sure. And I'm getting 4 Happy Meals.
Get them nuggies.
Get them nuggies. I get them. You know, they do 50 nuggets now.
50.
Get them a 50 piece and a 2 large fries. Shoot.
And look, and then hit the one that's whining the most in the throat. Just be quiet.
Eat them fried. You probably ain't got to do that. Because think about it. You only have to hit them in the throat. Because when you looked over and she had a pocket open, you seen that melatonin that she had in there. So you already know what time it is.
Oh, damn.
Hey, look. Let me ask you a question. So if the lady who has the 8 kids, now this hypothetical situation, so she got the 8 kids and she said, hey, I'm about to go use the restroom. And she said, can you hold on to my pocketbook? And you hold on to her pocketbook and all of a sudden the pocketbook slipped and all kinds of stuff come up there. What will you think about her? Like if a dildo and
she ready.
Let me see. Vibrator. Let me say it right. A dick plug. Mm. You know what I mean? So how would you guys feel?
I'll tell you something. If she got a vibrator in her pocketbook, it's going to be like, oh, she ready. This go time right here.
Man,
I wonder, does she have the one that's in her panties and let me control it with my phone?
Well, you better be careful because she got all that stuff. Hey, one or two things ain't gonna be nice for you.
Mm-mm.
Mess around, you go to her house, man.
So everybody gonna let what Rope said slip by, like Like, he even said
everybody know this is what you, this is what you told me, and I'm just repeating it, you know.
I never told you shit. I ain't never told you nothing. You said that smooth, and then you thought nobody caught on. I caught what you, I caught what you was putting down. I caught it. I caught it.
You didn't say nothing because you was thinking the same thing. You was like, you know what? I probably would put that shit on like 3-4. I probably would.
Nah, it didn't even cross. Really, it didn't cross my mind. I was just in awe that you would even say that.
I think that's what, I think anybody would, if that, it's going to cross your mind, is all I'm saying. Hypothetically speaking. Hypothetically. Air quotes. Hypothetically.
Yeah, you was playing with your phone a lot at my granddaughter's birthday party. Something we need to talk about later.
Whoa. What you talking about? No. First of all, I think we got the power of growing. I don't know what you all trying to do.
Hey, look. Let me find out, Ro, you got one of them pop rings on
your I'm talking about we got the power to grow. Okay.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. You said a pop ring?
What?
Man, I said a crockery
ring. I got kissed. Okay, I got kissed. He messes up.
No. Oh, God, my head hurt.
Okay. We got like 4 of them. 5.
Because somebody raised their asses like that. Somebody raised and somebody put it in their heads that they can act that way. And apparently, they've been getting away with it with other dudes. That's what's happened.
That makes sense.
G-Man said, and then you got 11. Yeah, I about gagged too, Ro, when he said that. Gerard, really? OMG. OMG. I don't believe you just said it. Wow.
What did I say? Oh, what I said about the 8 kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't say that's what I thought. I said that's what you have something to think like that.
I know. I tell you another thing is don't get too drunk. Don't be drinking too much, you know.
Yeah.
Control your alcohol.
Yeah, because the last thing you want to do on a first date is talk about shit that happened in your last relationship.
Your past life.
You know, sat there and got drunk. Yeah.
I mean, you know, guys, when you think about it, like I said, let's dismiss the girl with the 8 kids, you know, and we're going to keep it real. And you got, you know, you're on your first date. You know, if you invited her to this date, I think it's your responsibility to keep her entertained, to feed her well.
But do you pay, though?
I mean, if you invited her, you pay.
No, the only reason why I'm asking that question is because if you think about it, what if she sat down there, y'all go to Ruth Chris, you order something that's going to be under $50, and here come this heathen sit there, she ordered.
He said heathen. Bless you.
She's sitting there ordering a 20-ounce steak. She's putting lobster.
The lobster tail.
Matter of fact, she's ordering
surf and turf.
She's doing a salad. She's doing the dang on appetizer. You ain't even doing none of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she ate none of the stuff, but she said, I'm going to take all of it home. How would you feel?
I feel offended, number one. And got to pay.
$320. Your bill
$320. But see, I think, again, as the guy, I'm inviting you. I'm gonna establish. I'm not going to Ruth Chris on my first date with you.
But
I might take you to.
Back to what she wants. Go ahead.
Nah, I ain't asking her. But I'm not asking her.
I'm just saying. She said, "I'm paying that Ruth Chris."
We'll get there. But we ain't going this time. Nah, we ain't going.
What if she said? What if she tell you? She said, "Hey."
I like you know you on the sex side of the menu, right?
But what if she tell you just like this? She said, hey, big daddy Dale, after a while, if you feed me now, you get to come to my penthouse.
Mm-hmm. You can't say it like that. You can't say it like that.
She got a penthouse. She don't need me anyway.
You can't say it like that.
Yeah, but no.
Hey, Ro.
No, If I'm gonna invite you, I'm gonna pick the place.
And it's probably G-Man ain't say it right.
I'm just saying, I'm not gonna probably start you off at Ruth's Chris. No, that ain't that. That's probably it's gonna be someplace nice, but it's probably not gonna be somewhere we gonna look at a $300 or $400 bill at the end of the night. We're not. No, we ain't doing that. Gerard, go ahead.
You're supposed to say it like this. No, we ain't going to Ruth's Chris.
Come
night.
On,
Big
Daddy. That's not gonna happen. I'm ass out. No, that's not gonna happen. No, probably not.
Well, like you man said, the penthouse may be the crotch. Is what she's talking about.
That's what she's trying to get you at.
That's that double entendre.
And look, and once what if you done ate all your food and she still got.
She still got left. She got what's left. That 20 out. Yeah, she got an appetizer. So, yeah.
And then she all of a sudden she said.
And she want dessert.
No, and she told you no. And look, and this the funny part. What if she said the waitress or the waiter come back and she said, I need a to-go box, and she tell you that I got to feed my kids with these. How would you feel?
I feel like I've been hoodooed. I've been had.
No, I'm gonna tell you what you should do. Just take, and trust me when I say this. Please don't get offended, nobody. Take your shoes off, roll down your socks, make sure she's sitting in a perfect place, and you say, open your leg for a second. Man, let your toe get some of that. Rub your, I bet your toe.
All right. All right. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, God.
So she plan on going with Chris and then feeding the family with the rest of it, with the go home. And like I said, that's why we got to establish some boundaries.
Well, somebody ain't feel it.
But what if it's on the other side, though?
No, we ain't doing.
What if it's on the other side?
Probably not.
With the man?
No. I'm saying, what if it's her or the man? But it's gonna be her. What if she just have a thing about eating in front of you?
And that,
so it ain't no kids at the house, and she just want to take. She like, you know what? I'm just nervous. Like, I don't want to eat in front of you like that. Like. Once you get to know you, she may pig out, and that's her normal eating pattern. But she don't want to do it in front of you to freak you out. So then
that's
what?
When you go, that's when your first date is at Starbucks. All right, you go to Starbucks. If you got an issue,
well,
Danny, we going for well, some coffee and some donuts, you know, or get her.
But no, but that is a normal first date for some. You know what I'm saying? Get coffee.
Coffee. We gonna
because a lot of women don't wanna. A lot of women don't want to get caught up in that thing of, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the night, they go to dinner. And let's like you said, go to Ruth's Chris. And then the guy is like, basically like what Dale said, okay, everything on that side of the menu,
means
you're going to be face down the ass up. You know what I'm saying? A coffee date is way cheaper than, you know what I'm saying, than her, you know what I mean? Because, let's not act like guys don't think like that. Some guys do think that.
Yeah.
Shoot, some dudes going to think like, even if I take you get a cup of coffee, and you got to arch that back. You know.
Some.
I'm going to tell you.
But we got three messages.
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, go ahead.
Real quick, let me.
Four.
I'm going to get, we got four? Yeah.
Yes, yeah,
four. I'm going to play Juicy's, then I'm going to jump back to Cali's.
And shout out to my guys. How have y'all been? How is the day treating y'all? How's y'all heart, mental, and spirit, honey? I believe no man should take no woman on no expensive first date. I don't give a damn if he's six figures, if she's six figures. I don't give a damn. She could still use your ass if you give off too much the first time.
I like her. I like her. I want to hold her right now.
Hold her how?
Just hold. Never mind. You don't worry about that. Just put the rest of the message.
You can't just put that out there and then tell. You can't put that out there and tell the listeners. And tell and not tell us what you mean by that.
Go ahead, man. Play the messages.
Since you said it so nicely, I'll go ahead and play the messages.
Well, all I can say about me is you will never see me bring my kids on the first date as of today. Because they are full grown and they make more money than y'all do, six figures. So they'd probably take you guys out. Well, men in general.
Well, let me tell you something, Callie.
Yeah.
Some people in this podcast make
six figures. By the by. You're like, and your kids ain't the only one making six figures.
Look, let me tell you this too. Some people have been making six figures since 2018.
Long time.
They just find a way how to be quiet about it.
Exactly.
So on a serious note, before you play the last message, the next four message, I just thought about something that's now, if you have an option to take a girl somewhere and you know for a fact that she kind of like, you hear the kids in the background. Mm-hmm. Look, if you hear kids in the background, anybody house, sit down, Johnny. Mm-hmm. You better go sit down, Sarah.
Did you say sit down, Johnny?
we can keep it. Johnny's
that, and I hate to say it, Johnny's that Negro kid that always acts that.
Johnny, keep with the IP. You're just talking. Go ahead, man.
Anybody telling their kids to sit down, and you wait till your grandma get here. Well, hold on, and they put you on hold. And the grandma never come pick them up.
Yeah,
you know for a fact the kids gotta go somewhere.
Yeah. So
the first thing that comes to my mind is that I'm going to either Applebee's to take
the
first day, because Applebee's got two for 20. What is two or 2 for $25?
They got All
right.
Or like I said, man, again, or coffee, call a nice coffee shop.
Man, but you got, hey, we gonna, eat, we gonna, but the thing, you can't take.
Man, eight, we ain't eight. Taking eight now. No, we're not doing that.
I'm saying that, but you look, think about it, brother. You have to actually take them kids out of the house. By the time you get back, DSS, social worker.
Somebody gonna be at the house.
Somebody gonna be at the house waiting. So what I'm trying to get at is that you have to do something. So guess what? I'll load all the kids up. The first thing I'll take, I'll look on my phone.
You gonna load them in the Camaro?
But look, think about it now. And
you got a Porsche. You got a Porsche.
You said,
how you gonna fit that kid?
G-Man said, load them up like they got damn firewood.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta stack them up, put them in the trunk. Come on.
But the only thing I'd be able to get
down because you got them in the trunk. Come on.
But I tell the mom, I tell them, you know, the mom gotta have a minivan. She gotta have a minivan. So I tell them I'll take two of the kids. Or three of the kids. I can take three if I got to
take three.
I take three, and I say the other one can ride with. But at this time, I'm thinking like,
but that's the four door pool.
But think about it, Harris Teeter got subs, a foot long sub for $6.99, $12.99.
Them, they don't want no damn subs though. They want a meal.
They gonna have to eat something. They gotta get a bag of chips
and some.
They probably need a 5 year old. They don't want no damn subs.
Milo tea. And you're good to go, bro.
Yeah. But go ahead.
And some red cups.
Sorry, but
I'm sorry, bro. We good.
Go ahead and play the message. Go play it out.
Okay, hold on. I'm bounce back and forth. Here go, Miss.
But I want to say this though. Do you remember? I don't know if anybody did it, but I came from the era where it was like MySpace and all that, chat lines and stuff like that. So I thought I'd meet somebody from a chat line, and wow, the biggest mistake ever, because he was crazy and he was nothing like what he said. He had me pumped up on, like, I liked this conversation. We talked for 5 months before we met, and it was just like really crazy. You know, when I met him, he wanted me to get in the car with him. I was like, no, something in my heart told me to meet him somewhere else. And he found me anyway, and he didn't even know what I looked like. He just knew it was me because I looked different from the area that I was in. You know how when you go to a new area, you look different from the other females? So he spotted me. Craziness. And when I was like, oh, I'll just follow you, and then I took a left turn, it was supposed to go right. He did a U-ey in the middle of the road and was not playing games.
Miss Key, we love
how you play that.
Like I said, we understand.
That nigga printed that picture out, got him a milk carton, and stapled your picture to the back of that motherfucker.
Because y'all remember back in the day,
he was on a mission.
But but we still got them six.
Oh, sorry.
Y'all making me laugh, Jordan. I don't remember the last time I heard you laugh this much. Oh my god, y'all are hilarious.
Nah, that's them. They're making me laugh.
Hey, how is everybody doing? I just wanted to shout you guys out. I don't want to call all the names because there's some people on there, you know, that's on the same mic. But just throwing it out there, I could go ahead and tell you what my first date was, but my ideal first date after some lessons learned is like, I want to do something that's, you know, us having fun with some type of like physical activity, not sex. Okay, let me just stop that because physical activity sounded weird. But but that's what came to mind when I was talking. But like going to do something that we've related to on like a sport like thing. I don't know, bowling. I don't know, hanging out, walking. I don't know, something that's more physical. Like I would like to go play golf or.
I agree with what Juicy Jenny said about, you know, don't give her too much because she'll start using you. I agree with that. But on the other end of that, if you have a woman like me, if you spend $300 on a dinner, you best believe my ass going to turn around and do the same for you, baby. I spend $300 on you, too. I'm not that woman that wants to just take.
Yeah, I really didn't, as I was reading that message, I really didn't think that it wasn't, I didn't think it was going to end like that.
Yeah.
I really thought she was going to say, if you spend $300 on dinner, you best believe you can get all this ass. That's what I thought it was going to be, but it didn't. That's not how the ending was. It was going to be, you know, she going to turn around and spend $300 too on you. You know what I'm saying?
I want to say to Miss Key, again, like I said, she made an excellent point. She, you know, I mean, again, she wants to have fun. She wants to have, you know, some type of activity, bowling, walking, strolling, you know, maybe top golf or something like that. And I get that. And like I said, again, while you're laughing, you're communicating, you're establishing something. It may not be lasting, but at least you've spent some time. And that's a good deal. At the end of the date don't have to end in sex.
That's right.
But
that's
like
right.
I said, again, you're having a good time. You're getting to know one another.
So my question right quick, too, is that, Miss Key, and this is for you. So what if you invite him or he invites you back to the house, his house, his penthouse house. Y'all had a good time at dinner and all this stuff like that.
You had a good time walking and chatting and talking and
all this stuff like that.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he said, say this to you. Hey, we can go back to my penthouse and we can further this conversation. I can have an Uber driver pick you up whenever you're ready to go back. And y'all go back to this house. Conversation so good. Y'all joking and all that stuff like that. Then all of a sudden, y'all start kissing. And you stop it. And he said, look, I thought that's what you want.
Call an Uber. I'm keeping my word. I'm going to be a man of my word. If you're on, at this point, it's time for you to go. I'm going to call an Uber and I'm going to pay for it and be good to go.
Right. As Greg was, as G-Man, I mean, as him was giving the scenario, why it felt like it was like something from a Lifetime movie, and then Miss Key was gonna end up in the back of a white van, handcuffed, tied up, duct tape.
Yeah, but it could. This deal just came out of nowhere. Get an Uber.
Let her go home. Yeah. You know, I mean, like I said, I don't want her to feel pressure.
Oh, shit.
But do you think we done had a great time?
But do you think that us as guys be the more aggressive one when it comes down to like if the girl sitting on the table and showing us eye to eye contact, do we think that that means sex?
No, but you got a connection.
No.
You got a connection. Possibly.
So why do guys actually force, and trust me, believe me, this is just me talking, but why do guys force their self to believe that the woman want the next stuff when they actually just want to have a conversation?
Because sometimes they read it wrong. Mm. They sometimes think their presence is godlike. You know, they're that attractive, mm-hmm. or they that desirable. Okay. But at the end of the day, no.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
mean no all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe mean
or
no.
also
it possibly mean
also.
No.
Yep. Well, also just because you did this happened with one woman doesn't mean it's gonna happen with another woman, and that's exactly. another problem too. Men lump all women in one; they put them in one box.
That's right. That's right. And we can't do that.
They nope. can't do that.
Or you get on the flip side, or you get on the flip side before you put messages. Now, no. I'm talking about the flip side is come to find out she's the one that's the aggressor because you go back to her spot. And then you be like, nah, you know, man. I kind of like you. I don't want to be that. So I want to fall man. Back. And she's like, damn, what, you gay or something?
Let me tell you this, you know. Man. If I go back to her spot and she being aggressive, I'm pulling hair. I'm pulling her hair,
there
man.
He is.
I'm pulling her hair.
There he
you know
is.
I'm pulling her hair? I'm going to try to figure out if it's real or not. They're
going to make you pay for that.
Man, we got a lot of messages.
That you're going to pay for.
We got a lot of messages. Gerard, you're going to have to
pay the messages, man.
I'm going to run them out.
I said, I corrected it, in general, for the men out in the world that think that, you know, kind of what the women think, oh, you're going to take me out. No, just like I just said to Jenny, you could take me out for a $300 meal on my first date, which is what my boyfriend of 7 years has done to me. I turned around and did the same thing for him. I took him out on a $300 meal, and I paid for it.
EBT?
Whoa.
But speaking of kids, first of all, I don't even want you meeting my kids until I find out if I like you. Ain't no feeding no kids until I find out what you can do with just like us, you know, because we got to go down the ladder. We got to go down the chain. We got to understand that, you know, at this point in my life, I don't have time to be just introducing my child to anybody. I don't need that confusion. I'm not that person that's into somebody being like, getting attached to them and then calling them daddy. I can't do that. So before that even takes roll, because I like to take it real serious, you're not meeting my child until we get to that place where we have made a rational, you know, we've made a commitment that it's time for us to move forward. Other than that, no, sir. I need to go on a few dates with you. I need to put you in situations where we need to see how we each other act, like, because if you really into somebody, it's just gonna be natural.
I agree with that.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he hit that Huey, I was scared because he done jumped out the car at the red light, and he was like, "What did I do to you? What did I do?" I was like, "You didn't do anything." I was praying that red light turned green so fast. I hit I-75. Oh, I was speeding, and he followed me all the way up to like 5 or 6 different cities. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Oh, sorry. It's not funny. I'm sorry. My bad, Gerard.
I'm sorry, guys. I did not know I was that loud. My mic is super loud. But anyways, yeah, thank you for playing my messages. And yeah, people, sometimes on first dates, you know, the etiquette of a first date, yeah. Good job, guys. I like this conversation. I had so many thoughts.
Shame on you, Gerard. Come on. Oh, I am not like that. But later on, you'll get it. Yes, somebody said Top Golf. Me and my boo went. And played Top Golf. It was so fun. Let's see, we've been fishing together. We've done outdoorsy things together. Yeah, it's not just home. You gotta get out and do things together. We love going to the movies together. Yes, for sure.
Alright.
Exactly, because going out to eat is overrated, and you can cook at the motherfucking house, Bookie. You ain't coming to my house on the first motherfucking day, but I'm just saying, like, we can eat out any other time. Like, let's go to an arcade. Let's go do something active so I can really get a feel on you, see how competitive you are, see if you're a sore loser or not. see, you know what I'm saying, see how you strategize things before you do it. And again, fuck going out to eat, because they may not be a conversation starter. What if you're not a conversation starter? Like, yeah, let's get active, honey.
I'm cool with that. Just doing the arcade type stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so this happened actually before. Like, I actually went to his house. And, okay. I don't know if I thought I wanted it or whatever, but I was like, oh, this don't feel right. So I had a quick change of my mind, and I was like, and then he left me stranded. Good thing I had a homegirl that came through, and she had a gun. But that is the reason why I don't go to a man's place without my own transportation. So that's going to not ever happen again. But yeah, when it happened the first time, I felt assed out. Let's talk about it. I felt like, oh my God, how am I going to get home? But I knew if I called one of my homegirls, yes, I have homegirls that save the day. They on the same page as me. We get into situations. You know, I already know what it is. It's great having a support system when you make bad decisions. Mm-hmm. Or he promises you everything. I don't know where I left off at because I wasn't looking. But yeah, I have a homegirl that came through for me. And that's not ever happening again. Trust me, I'm always have a car on deck, ready to go. I ain't trying to sell no dream. This is the things that I want. But yeah, that's not happening no more. That was a crazy situation. But we can be real here. Yeah, we done went home with the guy. And it didn't go as planned. And he was a little too much. And we go from there. And then, like, yeah, he left me out there. And I was like, oh, gosh, what am I going to do? And that happened.
I don't know what else to do.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And with some of these crazy dudes, people always got two faces. I promise you, like, you meet them and then you think that's cool, but that's when you was younger. I'm not gonna lie to you, like, you think they was cool, but then turn around, you get with them, and then they turn into somebody else, and all they want is sex, and they force you, and it's like lightweight rape. You feel me? Lightweight rape. You heard what I said. Where they real forceful, and they're like, oh, or you can leave, and they put you at the house, and you got nowhere to go. And it'd be somewhere in Bumblefuck. I was in a situation where it was like out in the country, and I didn't have no signal. If it wasn't for that Wi-Fi. If it wasn't for that digital Wi-Fi that T-Mobile got, I don't know what I would have did.
Damn.
It's not funny. I'm only laughing because she was laughing. I'm sorry.
The only sad thing about it is turnaround Harry. Mm. You know, everybody got to have a turnaround Harry. Mm. You know what turnaround Harry is, mm-mm, right?
No, what's turnaround Harry? Enough.
Turnaround Harry is that... Y'all really want me to say Urban Dictionary?
Urban Dictionary?
y'all really... Look, I think... Go ahead and play the other three matches, and I'll tell y'all about turnaround Harry when we finish. Before you play the last three, far as Miss K is concerned, like I said, I hate that she had to endure that.
Yes.
Yeah. And no woman's supposed to endure that. Yeah. Like I said again, mm-hmm, you know, anytime you use, you know, being approached or touched or anything that you don't want, that's bad and that's wrong. But like I said again, I thank her for her honesty. And like I said, she didn't have to present some of this stuff, but Miss Key, thank you. I mean, like I said, you don't know what you've done to me as an older man, you know, just thinking, because I got a younger daughter, you know, but like I said, again, thank you for your honesty this evening.
What is EBT? Please explain. No, I have a Delta Community Bank credit card. Thank you very much.
Let me take you through some tests. Hey. Because I want to see how you act. Hey. I don't got time for that crazy. None of that. Oh, man. Okay, then, Jenny. Yes, I need to see how you act.
That was all of the messages.
We got one more.
Nope, it says one more. I didn't see that one.
And from what I just said, would that bother you if you went out on a date with a nice, lovely lady that had a son that made way more money than you? How would you feel? How would you feel? Would you feel comfortable going out on like on a family dinner? And who would you think should pay? Would it be you? Would it be the son?
Who did the inviting?
I think me and your son going half and half.
I feel like you was gonna say that.
Hey, little Wardy. Hey, look, you know I got your mama. You gotta cover your wife. That's how this goes.
Wow.
I could get y'all, but I'm choosing not to, okay? Hey, look, blessings to you. Stay blessed up. So how would the check be? Oh, it's me and her and him and her.
Mm.
Just saying.
Wow.
You and your lady rode in the car with us. The least you could do. I ain't asked you for gas money. The least you can do is cover you and this lady that I am not sleeping with. Hey, look, you brought her. She ain't sucking my dick.
Wow.
So I need you to go ahead and handle that.
Wow.
Respectfully. Wow. Respectfully. Speaking. You don't say that at the table, but you will text them. You shoot them a text and you look at them like, hey, check your phone right quick.
I don't know.
No, I'm just saying.
Wow.
She went. She went.
Two on from the piece. I'm not. I can't.
I'm gonna turn it down some because I don't want y'all to think that like it's just crazy, but it's experiences of what you go through. Not every female go through it. Not everybody has that correct guidance. I think mine was just out of curiosity, but I don't want to say it. When guys are constantly trying to talk to you, you don't know which one to choose, and then you choose the wrong one, and then there that happens. But I'm just saying, like, when things are forceful, you know, I'm running out the door anyway, so... I'm not stupid. I'm still here to talk about it. You better know. But I'm sharing it because it's all kinds of situations. And whether people are embarrassed to share it, the etiquette of dating is not brought to you by all people. It is something that is, you know, everyone's got a motive. Yeah, you meet You see people masking themselves like gentlemen, and then when they don't get what they want, those are the things that happen. And yeah, I have a daughter too, and we got boxing gloves. And I teach my daughter how to knock a nigga out if it has to come down to it, or you better run. We're gonna be athletic around here. Whatever we need to do to protect ourselves, even if we need to change our words up, we talk in a way to tone some things down to make people feel like it's not that, you know, sometimes you got to learn different things. I mean, I was even thinking about a self-defense class because you don't know people.
Do that.
And I just pray that Almighty God keeps us protected always. You feel me? But yeah.
That's why I said you need a turnaround Harry. So let me wasn't turn around Harry. So, Harry is some, matter of fact, I ain't got my glasses on. You got yours on. Mm-hmm. Look, tell him what Harry is. Go ahead. Let him know. Right there. Harry.
Harry, a friend who you've known longer than your life.
Uh-huh.
And who will always be loved by everyone around him. He shares his confidence and pride with the world and isn't afraid of anything that people throw at him. He can be sensitive when it comes to emotions.
That's right.
But he is strong-hearted and carries on with a smile.
That's right.
I would do anything for Harry. I love you. Befriend.
That's right. So that's why everybody need a turnaround Harry. You know why? Turnaround Harry is the man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, look. So do anybody on this panel think that they're Harry? I'm a Harry.
I'm a Harry. And I'm a supporter of Miss Key right now because, like I said, you know, with her teaching her daughter the thing that she's teaching her daughter, that's a good thing.
That's right.
You know, teacher.
Look, teacher ought to. Teacher. Look, man, look, who was the black guy? Let me say it right. Who was the African-American guy who had the bald head back in the days? Who used to show them how to, you remember he had it was a VHS.
Billy Blanks.
Billy Blanks.
Billy Blanks.
Go ahead.
Tabo.
Go ahead.
Tabo, yeah.
Look, I tell all the ladies, show your kids how to do the Tabo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't talking about the Tabo.
Yeah,
I'm talking about, we know Tabo. We ain't talking about that Tabo.
Then we ain't talking about that Tabo.
But yeah, Billy Banks had it, and you know, and one thing about, you know, Harry stayed honest. So everybody needs somebody who be, and then you know, so sad about it, Gerard and Roe and Dell is that it's a bunch of guys that get walked by because these ladies, matter of fact, and guys, they want somebody else. It's, man, it's a bunch of nice people, man. You know, we got, I know a friend of mine, he stay on Facebook dating. He got so many Facebook dating right now. He my best friend. One of my best friends. Stay on Facebook dating long date, man. Shoot. Man.
That's his heroin.
And you should see all the women that he posts. This joke has 5 duffel bag in his car as we talk right now.
Yo, one bag is all condoms.
Yep. Hey, look, but that's what he do. He's a turnaround Harry. Hey, look, he know how to make everybody, he know how to make them women feel good, and like he killing with, and then he got different voice when he answered the phone. Look, today I heard somebody call him today, and I was sitting in front of him all day long. You got the raspy voice. All of a sudden,
had that Teddy Pendergrass on.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
I don't know who this friend is, but
man, look, anybody up his trunk is his
car. Sound like a classy guy there. I don't know what you're talking about. And what it could be with that friend, that your best friend, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they attracted to his witty, his boyish charm and witty sense of humor.
Possibly,
yeah, they could. but I'm gonna tell y'all this.
We just talking.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Something else. We got a message.
And then the thing about it, now he done move all the duffel bag. He moved one duffel bag. He got the president of the United States. He got top secret in the front seat. Got them all scrapped down on seatbelt. He got car seat in the back. They're all his top information back there. I looked at his truck, our car, a few minutes ago. I just looked at it just now. Oh, sorry, brother.
We got a message from Miss Key.
But check this out, though. Y'all too funny. But I say what I want to say, and I don't care about what nobody else thinks. So I shared it with y'all, and I loved it, the fact that y'all brought up first aid etiquette, because a lot of folks don't got it. They don't even know how to show up with a woman and have etiquette. And be already with somebody. So, boom.
Why she sound like she breathing in? Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. You know what I'm saying?
Miss Key, we appreciate the fact that you like tonight's show.
That's right.
Like I said again, we've heard more from you tonight than we have ever. And we appreciate you, sweetheart. We really do.
Hey, where's Callie? She's quiet. Hey, Callie, come out and talk.
Miss Key, we might have to get you a hoodie and a hat, something.
Good deal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh shit. My side hurt. But I tell you what, though.
You know, I want you guys to be mindful of the reason why we have this show. We have this show to be to inform people, to encourage people, to support people, to make you laugh, to give you something to think about after the show goes off. That's why we do this. We enjoy ourselves. And like I said, we want you to enjoy us as well. This is episode 72, First Date Etiquette. And like you said, Ms. Key said it first and best, some guys, some women don't know what first date etiquette is supposed to look like. And like I said, we just sharing, we're having fun, but we also sharing some thoughts and some serious concerns.
Oh, we got a message.
Hey man, did you just say Cali talk? I'm doing laundry. I went downstairs to get my laundry. Golly.
Y'all are something else.
We try.
Okay, let me see where we at. Because we went over the we're over an hour. So yeah,
but it's a good topic though.
Oh, it is? Good topic. Oh shoot, my joint's showing 53-55.
No, well, mine's showing. No, you gotta remember yours blacked out.
Whoa.
Blacked out. And then, yeah, blacked out and came back.
That's a little disrespectful.
All right, LaMelo Ball. Whoa. You're a Turk going to something. So,
hell. Yo, you heard the one with him and Cardi? Not Cardi. What's her name? Glow. With Glorilla.
Yeah,
the beat sounds somewhat similar. Night.
Yeah, it's our Charlotte one.
Y'all know Cat Williams down here tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
At the Bojangles.
Bojangles Arena?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody changed it to KFC, though.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What the hell?
But yeah, we Yeah, go ahead, Gerard. We got you.
Oh, no, I was going to say, if y'all, we can go ahead and everybody get a final thought. We can go ahead and close out. It was a great topic, though.
That's right. A real good topic.
Final thought for me, like I said, again, you know, first dates are important. They matter. But again, like I said, let it be one-on-one if possible. If you got a group of family members at home and you need to bring them something back, that's fine. But let's not show up with a bunch of kids. Let a one-on-one be a one-on-one. Get to know each other and enjoy each other. Again, like I said, I'll say it till I'm 100. Again, we thank each and every listener. Like I said, Miss Key, you the star of the show tonight. We thank you and we appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, Callie. So I'm next. So Him says that a hyena don't have a pH, but a skunk does.
Wow.
Yes. him in the deep end of the pool right now.
Bro, you got a final thought?
You know, as you look off and you gaze and you see the darkness.
Damn, bro getting deep.
All you need to know is first date, long term mate, tuba Colgate, Lakers in five.
What the? Oh shit. I didn't see that. I should have known. I didn't see it. All right. My final thought. The biggest thing, as far as you know, first date etiquette, just be yourself. Like it was something that Ro said earlier. Just be yourself. And if the vibe is right, then, you know what I'm saying, you're good. You know what I mean? So You don't have, don't try to be something that you're not. You know what I'm saying? Don't go on a date, and because the date not going the way you want to go, wanted to go, you want to show them your 401k. I know a dumbass that did that. You know what I'm saying? So, just like I said, just be yourself. You ain't gotta be nothing. You ain't gotta be nobody else. That's it. But we want to thank everyone that listened tonight. Yes, everyone that left messages, we appreciate it. We appreciate everyone that will be listening later on, and we'll be back next week, next Friday, and we'll be at full staff. We'll have the sex symbol JP back, and other than that, this was another episode from Run and Tell That Podcast, and we're out.
Peace.